patrons, and welcome once again to another episode of Meanwhile, the podcast in which I talk about things that I'm doing when I'm not doing this. But this time around, I'm going to be talking about things that I'm doing when I am doing this and when I'm not doing this. I'll just fade this out and get straight to it. So yes, hello. I hope you're very well. I am. But I'm afraid I have some... Oh, sorry, that's my squeaky chair. I'm afraid I have some bad news. Bad news for me and bad news for you too. So yes, bad news. What is it, Mike? You cry. Are you sick? Are you dying? Well, no, nothing drastic like that. But I am... I don't want to say suffering from writer's block, because that might be taken to mean that I feel I can't write anymore. I don't feel that way, I should hasten to add. I can write, but the term also covers a feeling that you have when you're unsure, if you will, about the foundations of what it is you're working on. And the cure for that is to stop working on it and to revise what it is you're unsure about. That's kind of come before. But it's difficult for me to do that because of the way that I work right now. I feel that I can't move forward in my stories, the stories I'm writing at the moment, because I can no longer sustain the method of writing that I've been employing here at Patreon for the last 5 years, namely the write a chapter, podcast it, and then move on to the next chapter style of writing. This is paralyzing me at the moment, because the stuff that I'm writing now, even as I'm writing it, I'm thinking, you know, I'm not sure about this. I don't know if this is what I want to happen. But the problem is, because I write the way I do, i.e. I publish a chapter as soon as I write it, this means that I can't go back and change it if I change my mind later. So everything has to be right first time. And when it isn't, when it's wrong, then the chapters that come after it are also going to be wrong. It's like building a tower block on shaky foundations. Chapter 1 is the ground floor, chapter 2 goes on top of that, and so on. I feel okay about my first floors, you know, of the books that I'm writing at the moment. But moving forwards, I can feel the structure starting to wobble. And so for this reason, and this is the bad news, I'm going to stop all forward production, all podcast production of Underwood and Flinch for now. So after this month's, October's podcast, that will be it for a while. I will be on podcast hiatus for the foreseeable future. How long is that? Well, it depends on how long it takes for me to do the jobs that I need to do. Let me explain. It all started as a result of making the first two Underwood and Flinch books available for Audible. I did that, by the way. I cut all the music out. I re-recorded the scenes affected by having music beneath them. I reset everything to Audible specifications and I uploaded them. So far, they still haven't gone live on Audible because there's a queue there with thousands of audiobooks lined up and waiting to go through their quality control process. If mine pass, then they will go live. If they don't, well, I'll have to make the changes they demand and resubmit them. The audiobooks are available on other services, however, including Google Play, Kobo, Walmart, Chirp, Scribd, HiBooks, Apple, Audiobooks.com, and Nook Audiobooks, with more to follow, including library services that do audiobooks. So it's not an Audible exclusive, despite Audible trying to coax me to make the story exclusive with them by dangling larger royalty percentages at me. I can't, you see, make my books exclusive with them, because that would mean having to pull the podcasts, which I'm not going to do because I think that would be counterproductive. I want people to hear my stories, and that is why I'm putting them into the world's largest audio story marketplace. But I'm not doing that at the expense of the podcast. So, haha, that's that. But anyway, all this audiobook making business recently was a learning curve for me, and I learned some new skills in the doing of it. But my problem is, perhaps it's my age, if I don't use these skills, then I don't retain them. And so I figured that now was the best time to also take Underwood and Flinch Underground and turn it into an audiobook as well. So I compiled all the chapters of that novel into one large document for the first time ever and got down to it. Now, bear in mind that this novel was written by publishing one chapter at a time over a 5-year period. So here I was all the way back at chapter one, and immediately I start seeing things that I want to tweak. Of course I do. When you think about it, I mean, that's what happens when you edit a manuscript. You see things you want to fix. Things that were fine 5 years ago, but now, having written the whole thing to the end and knowing everything that happens over the course of the novel, you want to tweak it, edit it, and change things completely. Because that's the way you're supposed to write a novel, isn't it? You know, when you finish the first draft, you go back to the beginning and you begin your revision, and you revise it as much as it needs to be revised, and then when you've done that, you've got your finished novel. But I didn't do that when I finished Underground. I just went straight on to the next one, or two in my case, and I didn't look back. Why didn't I look back? Why didn't I take a hiatus then and go back and begin the big revision of Underground? Because the way I work demands that I always go forwards. If I don't get the monthly Underwood and Flinch episodes out, I lose patrons, which is the same reason I didn't stop to write out whole first drafts of Legion and Still of the Night before I started podcasting those. It was the fear of hemorrhaging patrons. But just to go back to the edit of Underground, I did a spelling and grammar check of the book, first things first, you know, jumping through it, checking errors, searching for acronyms that needed punctuating with full stops and so on. And as I was hopping through the text, I was reading bits and sections on the way. Most of it, I'm happy to say, I like and am happy with. But every now and again, inevitably, I find things that I feel need to be changed. And so that is another job that I have to undertake in my hiatus. And it's the reason I began to doubt and worry about what I'm writing now in Legion and Still of the Night. Because if I'm going to make changes to Underground, those changes may well impact on these subsequent books. I could be writing whole chapters now that, due to changes in the book that precedes them, are automatically wrong. They're new flaws in buildings that are being built on shaky foundations. So, yes, despite a fear of hemorrhaging patrons as a result, I am now going to do what has to be done. I'm going to stop writing new content and revise and re-edit the novel that precedes these new chapters that I've been writing in the ongoing saga. And then, as I say, I'm going to move ahead with the writing of Legion and Still of the Night in first draft formats. And when they're done, when I've made a revision of them, when I've thrashed out all the issues and sorted out all the things that are causing me problems right now, when I've made them the best books that they can possibly be, then I will resume podcasting them here at Patreon. Now, I know what you're thinking. How do I expect to make a living if I lose all my patrons? Well, I'm kind of hoping that I don't lose all of them. I'm hoping that some, preferably the majority, will just adjust their level of support here at Patreon and drop it down to a lower level, even if everyone drops it down to the bare minimum pledge of $1 or £1 or €1, depending on where you are. If I can keep people signed up to my campaign, that means I keep contact with them and they keep contact with me. So when I start up production again, they can just adjust their pledge upwards to whatever they're comfortable with at that time. And though I'm not going to be writing and podcasting new episodes of Underwood and Flinch in this hiatus, I will be putting out occasional news bulletins on how I'm doing, my progress on the work, and how the TV series is coming along. Sidebar, the TV series is still moving ahead. Progress is slow, but it always is at this early stage. And in fact, I'm informed that Underwood and Flinch is actually moving a lot faster than average. Village Roadshow have now found partners in the production. I can't say who yet, but I will say as soon as I can. And also showrunners lead writers to you and me are now being considered, and some of the names in the hat are really very impressive. End sidebar. Where was I? Oh yes, podcasts. And also, of course, I will be reposting the new, revamped, no pun intended, underground podcast here too, just as soon as I finished it. And this time around, there won't be any bumpers on it, no chit-chat at either end. You know, I mean, if you listen to it now, it's got like the news of 5 years ago. That'll all go. They will just be simple, uncluttered chapter episodes that you can listen to almost seamlessly, like an audiobook, in fact. So, that's what I'm going to do. There will, as I say, be an episode of Underwood and Finch this month, October, but that will be the last one for the foreseeable. I'll put up a post to all of you right before the end of this month, reminding you that if you want to adjust your pledge downwards for the month of November, or even cancel your patronship altogether, then that is the time to do it. I don't want anyone paying too much for a month by accident and then regretting it. And of course, I really don't want anyone to completely cancel their patronship, but if you feel you have to, then that is, of course, completely fair enough. I respect your choice 100%, and I hope that you come back again at some stage in the future. For those of you who choose to stay, frankly, I love you. But do please consider dropping your pledge to a lower level. If you're only paying a dollar a month, then in 6 months, even I can do the maths on this one, it's $6. $6 to help me writing Underwood and Finch for 6 months. And I sincerely hope that these will be the best Underwood and Finch stories since the first one. That's what I want, you see. I want these concluding volumes in the Underwood and David Finch saga to be nothing short of amazing. And with your support, I know they will be. I have to go now and get on with the next chapter and last podcast in this current cycle. It will, as I say, be out before the end of the month, so don't revise your pledges downward just yet. Wait till it's up and then lower them. And, as I say, if you need to cancel your pledge, don't worry. I'll make sure it's downloadable before you leave, so you can download it and then sign off as you wish. And finally then, thank you all for listening and for your support. I know this is rather a bitter pill, but it will, I know, result in a saga finale of two fantastic books. But from me for now, until the moon rises again over Underwood and Finch, farewell.